高兴大家今天下午又跟大家一同在一起。
I feel honored for the invitation to come again. Thank you.
然后大家觉得很高兴大家有机会可以邀请他一同回来，再次分享神的话语。
In my preparations, I was saying, "Okay, Lord, I don't know where they're at, but you do."
在他预备在分享的时候的话，他其实跟神说：“神啊，我并不知道今天到底要怎么样，但是神你知道。”
And so I speak what the Lord's been laying on my heart for different people of late. So it's not a new message, but it's a message I believe that God is saying at this moment for us.
我想那个神也用 Pastor W 的话跟很多人在分享有关就是在最近这段时间里头，他用就神感动他这个信息也跟许多人能分享过。
As pastors, when we speak, we wonder, are we just speaking from our understanding, or are we really speaking from the Spirit?
作为一个牧者，我们常常在分享的时候，我们有一个挣扎，就是说，我们到底是从我们的头脑里头的知识里头出来，还是真的是从我们心里头出来？
But I pray that some of what I share will touch your heart and minister to you.
我的一个祷告的话就是说我们在神里头这个分享可以触碰到每一个人的心中，对神每个人都有帮助。
However, my trust is not in my ability to do it.
但是我并不是依靠我自己能够做什么。
But rather in the Holy Spirit to do it.
是圣灵能够在我们当中能够来工作。
So if you would pray with me, we will ask the Holy Spirit to be our leader.
我们也一起来为牧师来祷告，让圣灵来带领。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love.
天上的父，我们谢谢你的爱。
Jesus, thank you for coming and presenting yourself for our salvation.
主啊，我们也谢谢你真的来到我们当中，将这救恩对我们来表明出来。
Holy Spirit, thank you for being present with us wherever we go, and even this morning.
圣灵，我们真的谢谢你，真的无论我们在哪里，特别在今天早上，你也与我们同在。
Even this afternoon, and as we go from this place, your Spirit is present.
主啊，我们在下午或者在我们离开之后的，你的圣灵也要常与我们同在。
Lead us now as we look into your Word.
主啊，带领我们，真的是我们当我们打开你的话语。
Teach us the things you want us to know.
教导我们，让我们知道你所要告诉我们的。
May our conversation with you be sweet today.
真的，我们在你面前这样一段分享交通的时间，成为一个甜蜜的时候。
Lord, to you be the glory, the honor.
愿主你得到一切的荣耀，奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. From Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书第二章。
If you were here this morning, we talked about joy. Oh, that's something I forgot.
如果你早上你听过的话，我们今天早上讲到了喜乐。
As a church, this is our first year doing this.
作为教会，我们今年可能第一次来做这件事情。
We are celebrating the Advent of Christmas.
我们会在这个圣诞节的期间，我们也纪念这个烛光节。
And the Advent wreath is what we're using, and it was developed some 400 years after Christ.
就是说这个节日的话是大概在主后四百年左右。
How many have ever done this before?
有多少人有做过这烛光节的这个？
Did you know the story behind it?
你们知道这个背后的故事吗？
As a Catholic boy, I didn't know the stories. There were so many candles in the church.
作为天主教的话，我们实在有太多的蜡烛在教会。
It was more a ritual than anything else.
就是只是一个礼节上的东西。
Traditions.
这是一个礼节上的东西。
The first candle of the Advent.
就是第一根的蜡烛就是在这样一个季节里面。
Well, actually, maybe I better talk about the wreath.
就是外面这些松枝这些。
The wreath was it was done with evergreens representing eternal life, eternal destiny that we have.
这个绿色的松枝也代表在永恒里头这样一个永恒的生命还是延续到永生。
Remember that. 400 years ago, they couldn't use their Bible. They couldn't present a Christian statement, so they used different things to present the gospel.
对，其实，在主后四百年左右前，那时候他们还不能很自由的，每个人都能够读圣经但是他们会用各样的事物这些东西来代表圣经里头这些的意义。
We don't need to use the wreath today either.
啊，只是我们今天并不是很需要用这些的事。
We just do it in order to remember some of the things that have happened in the past.
但是我们今天做的是因为我们可以借着这些事情，我们可以重新的啊纪念。
The first candle was that of prophecy.
啊，就第一个蜡烛的话是一个预表。
Come on now. And it was the first, the hope of Jesus coming, Messiah was coming. So that was the prophecy.
啊，第一个预言，它所预表的话就是说主耶稣要为我们降生的这样的一件事情。
And so on the first week of Advent, the fourth week before Christmas, we talked about all the prophecies of how Jesus came and would come and all the, how he fulfilled prophecy.
啊，其实就是说圣诞节前的这四个礼拜哈，其实每个礼拜我们也在讲，就是说这样的一个这预表哈，是主耶稣要来的这个预表是如何一步一步实现的。
And the second one is that of the hope of the child born in Bethlehem. So, sorry, faith.
啊，这是一个信心哈，代表一个信心。
Faith that God was going to provide a savior.
啊，这个是对神的一个信心，说神一定会提向我们，就是说供应他的救赎。
And he came in Bethlehem through Mary and Joseph. The child was born.
啊，他来到伯利恒的话啊，就借着约瑟，也借着玛利亚。
And today is the
joy.
Second last candle, and it's joy.
啊，那今天就是这个礼拜的话，其实是讲到就是说的一个喜乐，在神里头的喜乐。
How many want to have joy in their life?
啊，我们多少人，我们愿意有喜乐。
You want joy? Jesus wants to give you joy.
啊，也神是给我们喜乐的神。
He wants to give you fullness of joy.
然后神要让我们就是在灵里头满足的喜乐。
So in this Christmas season, look forward to the joys that you will receive of the Lord this Christmas.
也是在圣诞节的这样一个期间，其实我们要从神那边领受这个全新的一个喜乐。
And the last candle, which will be lit next week,
啊，最后一根蜡烛是下个礼拜。
Is that of the arriving of Messiah? The angels announcing in the fields to the shepherds, Messiah is born.
啊，然后最后一根蜡烛其实是代表就是说一个宣告，天使也借着就是牧羊人在旷野，然后所有人都在一直宣告，就是说神所应许的弥赛亚已经来临了。
And so we'll let that burn for about 10 minutes because we don't want to burn the table down. We still have one more Sunday to go.
啊，我们大概再让它亮十分钟左右哈。OK.
So look forward to the joy of Christmas.
啊，我们真的是期待在圣诞节期间，我们能够领受到这属天的喜乐。
Growing up in the Catholic Church, there was much pageantry that went around Christmas.
啊，然后其实在如果在你在天主教的这样一个环境当中长大的话，还有很多的其他的仪式。
They like to decorate the whole building.
啊，然后他们会就是说把整个教会啊，或者说建筑物的话都把它装饰一遍。
At Christmas time, the church was full. There wasn't a seat available.
啊，在圣诞节的期间的话，甚至教会就一席难求。
Too bad they didn't stick around all year round.
啊，我们需要找地方。
However, that's not the message for this afternoon. That was this morning's message. So joy.
Okay. 啊，但是今天刚才所讲的是早上的信息哈。今天下午的话，我们一起来思想。
This morning, I felt of speaking about sometimes the things that we say as believers that are misleading to the world.
啊，就是很多时候的话，我们信徒所说的话，可能对就是会给这个世界带来一些的误导。
When somebody is struggling, sometimes we tell them, "Well, why don't you go to church?"
啊，那当很多人有问题的时候的话，你会告诉他，哎，为什么你不来教会？
Or we give them pat answers. I'll pray for you.
啊，或者说你会给他一个模式啊，那我就为你祷告。
But you don't pray there.
啊，但是你却不在他面前祷告。
You go home and pray.
啊，你只是在回家之后的话，你祷告。
So they hope.
啊，所以他只能够盼望你为他祷告。
We give them pat answers, and we say, "You wouldn't have trouble if you would read your Bible."
那我们可能会给他一些标准答案，说如果你读圣经的话，你就不会有些问题。
Thinking that in reading a book they would get their answers.
然后你期待他们自己读的时候的话，他们会找到答案。
And we give short answers because we don't have an answer ourselves.
我们为什么给这么短的答案？是因为我们自己本身没有答案。
Even we as believers sometimes aren't convinced that we have the truth.
啊，那我们只能够自己，我们告诉自己啊，我们应该有答案。
This is nothing new in the church.
啊，但其实这个并在教会里并不是新鲜的事情。
Have you ever met somebody and you ask him, "How are you?"
啊，你有没有就是说你遇见人的时候，你跟他打招呼说 "Hi, 你好吗？"
And you're hoping to hear the answer, "Fine, good, not bad."
啊，你可能希望听到的说啊，很好，不错啊，还可以啊。
But you don't want to hear them say, "Oh, it's terrible."
啊，你可能不大希望说，哎呀，真的太糟了。
Because it means they want to tell you their hurts.
啊，那意思的话就是说，其实他们并不会太告诉你他们心中的挣扎，他们的伤痛。
When we meet, we talk about the weather and not about the Lord.
啊，我们说我们见面的时候，我们只会谈到天气，我们并不会谈到我们的主。
And even that can become a pat conversation that has very little meaning.
啊，那可能就是慢慢的，我们就形成一个习惯，可能我们所讲的并没有很深的那个意思。
But I believe we need to have a concern one for another that is deeper than that.
但是其实我们真的神希望我们彼此能够更深的相顾。
You sang the song "Deeper in Love with You."
好，我们刚刚唱，我们要深深的爱你。
I love people who love to worship. I can worship even though I don't know the words.
我很喜欢跟就是会敬拜人一起敬拜，虽然我刚才其实并不大知道你们唱的是什么。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 1. Let's begin there.
好，然后我们一起翻开哥罗西书第二章，那我们从这里开始。
Paul is addressing the Colossian church from prison. And he would hope to be there.
然后呢，保罗的话在监狱里头向哥罗西的教会来写这封信，他希望跟他们一同在一起。
For I know what conflict, a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as I have not seen face, my face in the flesh. Verse 1.
奉神的旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒，知道基督里有忠心的弟兄。
That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of the knowledge, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So verse 2 and down to verse 3.
Okay, 2 and 3. Okay. 好，写信给各位圣徒，在基督有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归你们。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告。
So,
第二章。Okay. Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, yep.
Verse 1. Okay. Okay. 要叫你们的心得安慰，因为爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使你们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督，所积蓄一切的智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
So Paul here is saying, even to those that I have not seen their face yet, I'm anxious to see their face.
啊，就是说虽然我并没有亲自和这些人看到，但是其实我心里头我是有一个渴慕哈，跟他们一同。
I want to share with them the goodness of the gospel.
我希望跟他们一同来分享福音的好处。
It's like you folks are sharing with us the goodness of the gospel by helping us with this mortgage.
啊，那也是感谢神，我们能够就是说在啊在 mortgage 这方面的话一同参与哈，就是说一同来彼此来扶持。
Maybe you notice the word in verse 1 that it says we are knit together in Christ.
啊，真的是，就是说，我们可能在第一节这边讲了，其实我们是在基督里头我们见了面的。
We are knit together in love.
我们是在基督里头我们
爱。How many knit here?
相爱相遇的。
How many knit here? How many can knit with needles?
啊，
one. Okay, I can knit with needles. That's two of us.
啊，哎，织毛线啊。
Once a garment is knit together, it doesn't come apart.
啊，当我们真的线织在一起的时候，就不会分开的。
It becomes greater than just two strings. It becomes a garment.
呀，那真的是那个织物织起来的话，真的是比一条线一条线来的强健，也起来的好看。
God knits us together and we become useful.
神真的把我们织在一起，让我们成为更有用的。
Our purpose becomes greater.
好，那我们的这样子在神里头的话，我们的目标，我们的神给我们的目的就更加的伟大。
Paul here is wanting to warn the Colossian church of different things that are going on that he wants them to be careful not to fall into.
然后保罗的话也提醒哥罗西的教会的话，有几件事情要注意的，不要在里头跌倒。
He wants them to know the mystery of God, of the Father, and of Christ.
他们深愿意他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
And he doesn't want it to remain a mystery.
然后他们希望的话，就是说他们真的是在这样的一个里面停留在这样一个奥秘里面。
Have you ever sat under a preaching where the pastor talks about the mystery of the Godhead, and when you leave, you're just as mystified as when you walked in?
我们有多少人的话，就是说，当我们进到教会的时候，你听到牧者就在谈到，就是说父神就父神这个位格里头，就是这些属天的奥秘，像三位一体父神的奥秘，那你离开的时候也是一头雾水的。
When we reveal a mystery after it's done revealing, we shouldn't have as much mystery.
Yeah.然后其实当神把他的奥秘启示之后，我们应该更加明白就是说这里头所蕴含的这些的事情。
Not that I will ever understand the completeness of the Godhead, but
其实并不代表我们要完全的明白就是说所谓的就是说父神这样一个位格也到底是什么，但是
I begin to understand some of the truth of God.
我们可以开始来明白
the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge.
是在里头的这个宝贝就是这样一个真理的这样的一个知识。
Verse 4, For this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。我身子虽与你们相离，心却你们同在。见你们循规蹈矩，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
There's many that come with very fancy words to try to tell you truths or their truth, their version of the truth.
在这世上的话，有很多的，就是说这些像花言巧各样的学说，会告诉想要告诉你，就是说他们所信的真理。
Even as pastors, sometimes we fall into the trap of trying to present a persuasive word.
那其实很多时候牧师也在一个试探里头我们想传讲一些我们以为的这种真理。
And we argue rather than presenting truth.
其实我们正在争辩就是说来用争辩来代替我们来传讲这种真道。
Or maybe we don't want to offend those that come, and so we water down the truth.
或者我们因为不想与人就是说发生一些的争吵，我们就把就是说真理掺的水分。
I remember one preacher saying to me, "Don't use the word 6 days of creation, because maybe it was 6,000 years."
可能他帕斯拉维曾经听过有个牧师来告诉他说你千万不要讲六日创造这件事情，也许神创造的话会花6000年或者更长的时间。
And their argument was, well, in God, 1,000 days is as a day and a 1,000 years is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years.
他们用来支持的话就是说神看千年如一日，一日如千年。
But that makes God smaller than he is.
但是如果我们这样子解释的话，我们就把神限制在比一日还小的这样一个光景里头。
Would God intentionally deceive us?
难道神就是说是故意要欺骗我们吗？
I believe my God can create heaven and earth in 6 days.
我真的是相信神能够在六日以内创造所有的天地。
And the Bible says that it is so.
然后圣经既然这样告诉我们，就是这样成就。
But evolution began as a simple little thought. Well, maybe we can allow 6,000 days.
但是就是说，撒旦确实把这样一个谎言放在我们的心中，好像慢慢的来发酵，就变成好像神可能六天不一定能够做完，那可能会慢慢的多一点时间。
Within the believing world, we believed that the world was round.
其实当我们相信神的话的时候的话，我们真的在心里头，我们就看见神就这样的做成。
But down through the ages, philosophers said to us that the earth was flat.
啊，其实但是就是在历史演变的过程当中，很多的就哲学家他们在想啊，这可能在中间发生了一些的什么事情。
And eventually, even the church believed that the world was flat.
啊，那其实即使是教会本身的话，我们信神的话，我们里头都会掺杂了一些的怀疑啊，或者这些东西。
And it was the explorers, the Christopher Columbuses, that went out and said, "No, it's not flat."
啊，那啊，对，那个，就是说那个，就是说世上的人可能相信的话，就是说那个地是那个平的哈，就是是平的。那可能我们慢慢我们也相信啊，这可能是这样子。
And so, if you hear a lie long enough, even the church will believe it.
啊，其实你我们会发现哈，其实一个谎言如果存在一个够长的时间，可能我们教会我们也跟着会相信。
And then we were accused of believing as believers that we were the only ones that believed the earth was flat.
那我们可能会也会就是因着这样一个错误的信念，我们会迫害一些的一个正确的一个相信的这些人。
The same is true in evolution today.
Sorry.
The same is true in evolution today.
Okay, 其实就是说进化也是这样子。
The world has preached evolution that we come from the monkey.
啊，所以这个世界当这世界反复的强调说，哦，我们人是从猴子进化来的。
To the very place where, even now in the church we're beginning to believe it.
啊，这可能很多时候在教会里头，慢慢的我们也觉得啊，这也可信。
Maybe we do come from the monkey. Maybe we did evolve from a worm.
啊，那我们也可能的话啊，真的是，可能会从猴子进化来的。
The evangelical church, even the evangelical churches are starting to believe a little bit of creation is okay.
啊，所以即使在就是说传统的正统的这种所谓的福音派的这种圈子里头的话。我们也在慢慢的相信啊，也许其中的一部分创造，这是可以接受的。
But nothing evolves.
那其实没有任何事情，没有任何的事，那个物是进化来的。
Have you ever heard of the Big Bang Theory?
你们有听过那个黑洞的那个原理
？Have you heard of the explosion creating something?
然后你们会听到那种大爆炸所带来的这种创造吗
？I have never seen an explosion create anything but chaos.
啊，我真的是帕斯拉比相信，就是其实这个大爆炸，其实除了就是让这世界更混乱之外的话，其实并没有创造任何的东西。
The mathematical probabilities of the cell developing into anything other than what God has designed it is so far astronomical. It takes more faith to believe in that than a creator.
其实如果你从数学的角度，这种进化的这种概率哈，要从那个干细胞这样的慢慢进化成这样一个整个的这种物质界，你需要有很大的信心，你想相信才能够接受这样的一个理论。
Today in most of our universities, those who believe in a creator God, a creator being, are not allowed to teach in major universities.
其实到目前为止的话，在所有比较大型那种教大学里头的话，那
个
我们还不大容许啊，我们来教导就是有关进化有关神创造的这样一个理论。
So all the world hears is the message that we have come from the monkey.
啊，其实所有的世界都在传讲这个信息，说我们都是从猴子来的。
Maybe you can tell them that maybe they did, but you didn't.
也许你可以告诉他们，那你也许你是，但我一定不是。
Paul did not want us to be deceived by the gospels that were out there.
啊，就是保罗的话，他让我们不要被这些花言巧语所迷惑。
And he asked the people to stand on guard, guard your hearts.
他让每个人的话，就是说心里头真的要纯正，要靠着神的话能够守得住。
He wanted to make sure they were steadfast in their faith.
他让每个人的话能够在信仰上面能够坚固。
Salvation comes from Jesus and nobody else.
啊，就是救恩真的是从主那边而来的，没有其他的地方可以来。
From Christ and no one else.
真的是从基督而来，没有其他的。
As we read this passage, there's different names that Paul uses for the Godhead.
啊，其实在这里的话，就是说保罗也谈到了神的不同的那个名或者属性。
And each time he uses a specific name, he has a specific purpose.
啊，保罗每用的每一个称呼背后的话，都有一个很特别，他想要传讲的一个目的。
When he uses the word God, he's talking about the fullness of God's plan.
然后当他讲到神的时候的话，是讲到神的一个所有的那个丰富啊，完全的那个丰富。
When he uses the word Father, he talks about the heavenly Father who looks down upon his children, a relationship within a family.
当他用那个天父父神天上的父亲这样的一个称呼的时候的话，他代表就是说，这样一位神的话，才是他正在看顾我们每一个人，他是跟我们有关系的神。
When he uses the word Christ, it refers to Messiah, the one who would come and save the world.
当他用基督再说他这样的一个名称的时候的话，他是代表就是说神所 预定的这样的一个弥赛亚，他现在已经来，他要来救赎的整个的世界。
When he uses the word Jesus, it's in reference to a specific person.
当他称呼耶稣的时候，他是特别的讲到，就是说历史当中这特定的这样一个人。
But not just a person, but rather a relationship with a person.
这不单单耶稣，不单单只是讲到。曾经在历史上出现过，而且这样一个人是跟我们有关系的。
Jesus is a personal name, meaning I need to get personal if I want to get to know him.
那耶稣的话是代表一个人的名字，代表就是当我们称呼这个人的时候，我们是代表可以跟他有关系的。
If all I know is your family name, we are not personal.
当然我们只是知道你的姓的时候的话，这还不够特别哈，这个特别这种关系。
But if I know your first name, Kevin.Then it's personal.
当我知道他的 Levi 哈，这个 first name 的时候，就是有个 personal 的关系，有个个别的关系。
It's a relationship.
这是一个关系。
And then there's the word Lord that Paul uses here.
然后保罗他这边还讲到另外一个词，就是主。
Lord refers to the work that is his hand, the work that God wants to do through us.
就是主的话，就代表就是说神所在我们生命当中所要做的哈，就通过我们要做的。
And this becomes more important as we read the next verse.
所以这歌真的越来越重要。当我们看下面一节经文的时候
，Verse 6 says this: As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.
所以第六节这边讲到，你们既接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
So as you have received Messiah, Savior, Jesus, Lord, personal.And Lord, meaning we got work to do.
所以当我们接受了主那个基督的时候的话，就代表就是说这拯救已经进入到我们的生命当中。当我们称耶稣的时候，代表着我们跟他有开始有个人的这样一个关系。当我们称这位基督耶稣为主的时候，代表我们生命当中有一些事情是我们需要做的。
So walk in Him.
所以在他里头来行走。
Rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
在它里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Verse 8, Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit.
所以恐怕就是说，有人用他的理学虚空的妄言。
And vain, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
所以他不照着基督呢，照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
So let's blow out tradition.
那我们把这个传统给吹灭。
This isn't what Christmas is about.
这个就是说。那个在圣诞节的时候可能会做的事情。
It's just a symbol that helps us remind us of what Christmas is about.
这样只是一个记号来提醒我们有关于圣诞节的意义。
Growing up in the Catholic Church, there was candles all over.
然后，如果你在那个罗马天主教长大的话，就都很多的蜡烛这些。
And we had to light certain candles to make sure that our relatives came out of purgatory.
然后我们可能要点一个特别的蜡烛，我们需要就我们自己的每一个家庭成员好像都有好。
It was an obligation that we had to make sure we did this the same way every year.
然后我们真的是需要每年都要做同样的事情，好像这是我们的责任一样。
Now, but traditions need to be laid aside.
但是其实很多时候的话，我们的传统需要把它放在一边。
Jesus did not like traditions.
那耶稣并不是太喜欢传统。
Actually, let me clarify that. He didn't like traditions.That were done for the sake of traditions.
那就是再强调一遍，不要因为传统而传统。
So if you go with me to, I believe it's Mark chapter 7.
当我们一起翻开马可福音第七章的时候。
And in Mark chapter 7, Jesus is being confronted by the Pharisees because his disciples didn't wash their hands.
其实在第七章里头就讲到了，就是说有一些的法利赛人其实正在那边质问耶稣的话，因为他们看见他的门徒就是说没有洗手就吃饭。
Do you want to read verse 1 down to verse 5?
那我们从第一节一同念到第五节，就是说有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来，再到耶稣那里聚集。他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭，从世上来都不洗俗也洗浴也不吃饭还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守就是洗杯啊、灌铜器等物。那法利赛人文士问他说：“你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？”
So here we see that the Pharisees had a tradition that you had to wash your hands with running water and make sure that before you ate you had your hands well washed. That's a good thing, by the way.
其实如果从一个习惯来讲，这也不是太坏就是说你们吃饭之前呢然后你们一定要用这个水能够把手洗干净，然后才吃。
When you call your kids to the table, you tell them to go wash their hands first, right?
其实那时候我们叫小孩子吃饭之前的话，也要让他们去洗手，对不对？
Because you understand germs and you understand dirt and you understand some of these things, you tell them to go wash their hands.
对，所以我们也知道为什么让他们洗手，是因为有细菌然后他们的手脏，所以需要去洗手，然后再吃饭。
And especially if you're living in a public life where everybody is touching everything that you're touching, maybe it's a smart thing.
如果在公众的场合吃饭的时候，更加是这个可能有比较聪明的一个方法，就是因为每个人都触摸到所以最好是洗一下。
So I have nothing against washing hands, and I'm sure Jesus didn't.
所以其实并不是反对洗手，我相信耶稣也不反对
Verse 6, he says, He answered and said to them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines of the commandments of men.
所以第六节这边耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的，如经上所说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
So the doctrine that they made this a doctrine that you had to wash your hands.
这法利赛人是把这样的一件事情提升到就是说一个经典就是说一个教义的一个角度来讲。
Do you hold that doctrine in your statement of faith?
所以我们每个人都会遵守我们所信的吗？
Do you hold the doctrine of washing of hands in your faith?
No.
No.
就是我们每个人就是说，那你持守的是什么样的一个教义这很重要。
It is good to wash your hands, but you don't need to make a doctrine of it.
其实洗手固然好，但是你真的不需要把它提升到一个教义的这种角度。
The Jewish priests and Pharisees had made a doctrine of it.
但是法利赛人这些祭司还有这些犹太人确实把它当作一个教义，他们来遵守。
You have laid aside the commandment of God. You told to hold to the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups.And many other such things you do, he said to them all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your traditions.
这边他其实这一段讲下来的话耶稣就是说你们诚然是废弃了神的诫命，却要遵守自己的遗传。
For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profits you might have received from me in Corban, that this is the gift of God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect.Through your traditions which you have handed down, and many such things you do.
所以这边摩西又举了个例子，就是孝敬父母的例子。他说，摩西说你们当孝敬父母，又说咒诅父母的必要致死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我已经把所当奉给你的已经做了，戈尔本就是奉献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。他说，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做了许多这样的事。
When I got saved, I felt the call of the Lord to go to Bible college.
当我得救之后的话，神就给我一个呼召，让我进入到神学院去读书。
In 1979, I told my dad I was going to Bible college.
79年的时候，我告诉我的父亲说，我要去神学院念书。
I was 19 years old, and I thought I knew exactly what God wanted.
然后那时候我19岁，我说这个我可以做一些事情，可以免除这些的东西。
Some of you are doing the math. No.
啊，可能我们有些人在算他多大。
And my mom was convinced that I should go to Bible college. Her heart was in it too.
那妈妈是觉得帕塞尔不应该去。
But my dad said no.
但是我的父亲却说 no。
My dad had given his heart to the Lord, but we were still very strong Catholics at the time.
Yeah, 但那时候他的父亲虽然已经把自己的心奉献给神，但是还是很强的天主教的背景。
And despite me, God had me honor my father.
虽然是这样，但是神却把就是说要尊荣父母的心放在巴塞拉比的心中。
And a year later, I went to Bible college with his blessing rather than his curse.
一年之后，帕斯塔比才去上了神学院，但这个时候去的话，却是带着父亲的祝福，而不是带着父亲的咒诅。
Had I gone to Bible college in 1979 rather than in 1980, I would have went with a curse rather than a blessing.
如果我是早一年去的时候的话，我就是要带着父亲的咒诅，而不是祝福了。
Seven years?
Yeah.
It is good to honor father and mother and to follow the Lord.
Yeah.
However, don't reject your father and mother because you want your way.
Yeah, 其实我们真的是在主里头应该尊荣我们的父母亲。虽然说我们应该顺服神过于顺服人，但是我们还是要尊荣我们地上的父母亲，而不是说我们选择我们去追求神呢，我们就从父母的身边就逃离。
Now I received Dad's blessing, but it was kind of a little bit hard to get.
虽然我得到了个祝福，但是中间就是有点难，好像要拿到这样的一个祝福。
When I came back from Bible college and I was preaching in my hometown,
当帕斯塔比从神学院毕业之后的话，他回到家乡传道。
I saw my dad saying to friends of his,
然后他就听到父亲跟他的一些的朋友说
，That's my son.That's my son.
这是我的儿子，这是我的儿子。
What could have been a curse, what could have been less of a blessing, became a true blessing to my dad.
然后我们怎么样是把一个好像是一个咒诅或者一个很小咒变成一个更大的祝福，我们可以在神面前领受。
And finally, my dad let go of the stronghold that the Catholic Church had over him.
然后最后的话，他的父亲也真的放下了，就是说，因为这种传统天主教这种辖制所带来的各样坚固的这种营垒跟辖制。
Had I demanded my way, I would not have honored my father.
如果我真的当时是顺着我自己的意思的话，我就失去了真的父亲的这样一个祝福。
And this is what the Jewish people were doing: is as long as they felt it was God, they were doing it.
但是犹太人却不这样，他只是觉得这是出于神，我就这样做。
And he forgot the other commandments because of it.
那其实他也同时也忘记了，还有另外一个更重要的一个诫命。
You cannot pick and choose which principle of God that you're going to follow.
其实我们并不能选择说这样的事情我要遵守。
It's like the principles that we live with every day.
其实是我们每天所生活所需要的那个信条。
There's a principle of hot and cold.
有冷跟热的这样的一个原理。
You don't want to touch a hot iron unless you expect to be burnt.
就我们真的不需要去触那个电烙铁，否则我们就会被烧伤。
You don't go in the cold outside without a good winter coat.
那我们现在冬天来的时候，我们不能到外面的话，却没有穿足够的够暖的衣服。
How many would like to reject the principle of gravity?
有没有人的话，就是说要拒绝重力作用的？
And you could walk off a bridge. No. Some principles God has set in order, we cannot change them.
因为某一些事情神已经设了这样的一些定力原理的话，我们就必须照着这样的方式去做。
Let's keep going a little bit in Mark chapter 7, verse 14. When he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, Hear me, everyone, and understand, there is nothing that enters a man from the outside which can defile him, but the thing which comes out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has an ear, let him hear what I'm saying.
耶稣叫了众人来对他们说：“你们要都要听我的话，也要明白，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。然后有耳可听的，就应当听。”And
so we find that it's what comes out of our mouth that curses us, not what goes into our mouth.
我们就必须明白一件事情的话，就是外面进去的不能够污秽，唯有从里头出来的话才能污秽人。
We need to be careful what we, how we translate and interpret the principles of God and the Word of God.
我们真的需要很小心，我们怎么样把神的诫命、神的一个原则这样把它表达出来。
I was listening to CHRI Christian Radio two or three weeks ago.
当两三个礼拜之前的话，有一次帕斯拉维听到，就是说这个一个基督徒的电台，就是说99.1的这个基督教的电台。
And I heard a pat answer come over the radio waves.
就是说他听到有人这样的问，然后在电台是这样回答。
If people were to read their Bibles, marriages would not fall apart.
他说如果我们每个人都读圣经的话，那我们的婚姻就不会出现问题。
And the announcement kept going and saying, read your Bibles, it's the way to build your marriage.
然后他一再强调的话，你们一定要读经，读经是唯一能够建立你们婚姻的一个方法。
I want you to know that that's false.
然后帕斯拉维愿意告诉大家，其实这不一定对。
Now I believe the Bible.
大家不要误会，就是说我们都相信圣经。
And I believe that it has truth in it.
我们也相信在这当中有真理。
But if all you have is your Bible.
但是如果我们只是有圣经的话。
You're going to get dry and rusty.
然后我们可能就是说会越来越干，甚至会锈掉。
You will not have what you're supposed to have.
我们可能真的不能够得着我们所应当得的。
Let's go to John chapter 1 and verse 14.
然后我们一同翻开约翰福音一章十四节。
Actually, the whole first chapter of John talks about the Word becoming flesh.
约翰福音的第一章其实都在讲到一件事情，就是讲到神的道，这个道怎么成为肉身。
Verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后第一节的话，这边讲到的话，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And if you're a good Baptist, you believe the Word.
如果我们是很好的浸信会的会众的话，我们就会相信这个神的话。
Yes?
Yes.
Yep. And if you're a good Christian, you believe the Word.
如果我们是好的基督徒的话，我们也会相信这是神的话。
The problem is sometimes we stop at the Word and we fail that there's one more thing to be had. We stop at the Word and there's one more thing to be had.
那其实很多时候我们只是停留在这个话语上面，我们还忘记还有事情我们需要再往前。
And it's found in verse 14.
其实在这个十四节这边说到，
God's Word is put together very carefully, and when there's an order in the Word, we have to pay attention.
其实神的话，他每一样他都非常的小心，他把这些东西放在一起，都背后都有一些意思，我们必须知道，就是一步一步来。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
这边讲到道成肉身住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有真理，我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Maybe you remember the words of David in the Psalms.
也许我们记得在诗篇里头大卫的话。
Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在我的心里头，免得我得罪你。
And now your word is now a person.
然后现在的话，你的话成为一位人。
The Word became a person, became flesh.
然后道成为一个人，道成了肉身。
Did David of old hide Word in his head or in his heart?
啊，那个大卫的话是把他的那神的话放在他的头脑里头，还是放在他的心里头呢？
And if he hid the word in, as part, just something on a page in his heart, how can you have relationship with letters and vowels and syllables?
啊，如果的话，我们就是说，就是把又把神的话放在我们的心里头，我们怎么会跟这些字跟句哈、啊、这些东西词发生这些的关系呢？
But if the word is a person, then you can't hide it in your heart because it's a relationship.
啊，但是如果我们知道就是。道就是这个神的话的话是成为人的话，我们知道这是一个关系。
And here's another little important part of that verse.
嗯，然后呢，这非常重要的一部分在这一节经文里头。
Full of grace and truth.
啊，是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
It does not say full of truth and grace.
啊，真的不是只是讲到有真理有恩典。
Because full of truth and grace means I would have to accept truth before I get into a relationship with Jesus.
如果是真理先于恩典的话，我们就需要先有真理，我们先接受真理，然后才能够得到恩典。
Jesus first wants to present himself as grace.
啊，那基督他在这边的话告诉我们，他先展现在我们面前的话是先有恩典。
And only once I've developed a relationship with the person of Jesus.
那只有当我们就是在跟耶稣有这样一个个人性亲密的关系的基础上
，Can I have the one who will reveal truth to me？
否则的话，我们真的不能够看到，就是说在生命当中他所启示的这样一个真理。
I have met many people who have told me I've read the Bible and I don't understand it。
啊，我真的在生命当中遇见很多人说我已经读了圣经，但我却不明白。
Because they've approached the Bible from their head。
因为这是他们是从他们的脑袋从他们的知性的这种角度他来接触这圣经。
They've approached the Bible from being a knowledge that can save rather than a person that can save.
他们是从这样一个道理这种角度他来接触这圣经，并不是从一个人有关系这样一个角度他来接触这圣经。
When you meet people, they need to know that you have a relationship, not knowledge.
对，当我们真的与人相处的时候，我们真的是需要知道，就是我们是需要的是关系，而不是一个观念。
I can't tell people go to church and your life will be better.
就是说，对我来说的话，我能告诉别人说，哦，你只要来教会，你的生命就会更好。
I do know that in church they may get some answers for life, yes.
啊，然后虽然我知道，就是说他们来到这当中的时候，他们一定会得到一些生命的一些的答案。
But I must present to them the person of Jesus.
但是我更重要的话，我是要把这位有跟他们有关系的基督啊，耶稣，把他介绍给他。
It's about having a relationship with your Savior.
啊，这是跟我们的救主有关系的啊，这样的一件事情。
And so if we go back to Colossians chapter 2,
所以当我们回到哥罗西书第二章的时候
，It's in Him that we have the strength.
啊，就是我们是在他里头，我们才有能力的。
It's in Him that we have been circumcised.
啊，就是我们是在他里头，我们是受割礼的。
Not a circumcision of the flesh, but a circumcision of the heart.
啊，我们真的不是在肉体上我们受割礼呢，是在心灵上我们受割礼。
My language has to change.
我们的话语啊，就是语言就必须要改变。
Many times when I'm walking in this world and I'm doing business throughout the week.
啊，当就周间的时候，我在做事情的时候。
I will tell them I'm a pastor. I preach the gospel, and their response will be, "I go to church too."
当帕扎尔贝跟别人介绍，哦，我是个牧师，我在传福音的，然后别人就会，哦，我也去教会。
And say, "Oh yeah, that's nice. Where you go to church?"
啊，那帕扎尔贝就说，哦，这很好啊，那你们去哪里
？And they say, "I'm religious too."They'll say, "I'm religious too. I go to church."
Okay, 然后他会跟他说，哦，他们就会回应帕萨比说，哦，我很好，我也是有宗教，我有信仰的，我也去教会的。
See, they want to see themselves as being acceptable.
然后他们需要知道，哦，他们需要承认说，我们自己是可以被接纳的。
I like it when they use the word religious.
啊，其实他喜欢说那个他们用的这个宗教，我是有宗教性啊，就是。
Because I say, "Oh, I hate religion."
啊，但是，他会说，哎，我真的，我不喜欢宗教这个东西。
And they'll come back and they'll say, "What do you mean you hate religion? You're a pastor."
然后当帕萨尔比说、哦、我真的不喜欢宗教的时候，那些人就会很奇怪说，在问他说，为什么你会讨厌宗教？因为你是牧师啊。
And it gives me opportunity to share the relationship rather than the rituals of life. How they can have a relationship with Jesus rather than just knowing about him.
啊，然后这时候的话，这是其实是一个很好的机会哈、啊。然后他那帕萨尔比就会跟他们分享啊，其实信仰是关乎啊跟耶稣这种关系，而不是说那种你只是知道耶稣这个人哈、啊、这样子。
Sometimes I'm in a workplace and it's a rough place and they will be swearing.
啊。然后其实在世上就真的不是太容易、啊、就是说 在传福音这件事情上面都不容易。
And they'll use term like, oh God!、
啊、他们可能 就也会用这些的有宗教性的词、啊、就是哦神啊。
I would have two responses that I could use.
然后当他听到人说神啊的时候，那个帕萨尔比就会可能有两种回应的方法。
I could say, don't swear!
然后那个帕萨尔比会说啊，你不要指着神的名起誓。
I chose to use a different route.
然后但是帕萨尔比用那个词汇。
I say, wait a minute, he's my God too.
啊，然后他帕萨尔比会跟他分享，哦，这等一下，这也是我的神。
From oh my God to he's my God too brings him into a relationship with a person.
啊，那我们从哦神呐、啊、变成就说哦我的神啊，这就是有一个就是说啊、个人性的关系在里面。
So rather than pronouncing a judgment over them, I have pronounced Jesus over them, a relationship.
嗯，就是说用，就是说我们不是去指责他们，我们不是去啊，去啊，看低他们。我们就是说，最重要就是说，我们是把耶稣啊，把这些我们把它介绍出去。
You see, we so need to walk in the power of God throughout our day.
啊，我们真的是需要在每天当中，我们要活出神的能力。
I realize that this sermon is a long one to be translated.
然后他也知道哈，就愿意有翻译的话，所以这个讲道会变得长一点。
So I'm going to bring it to a close.
然后也差不多要结束了。
And in Matthew, sorry, Mark, there was another scripture that I was supposed to read here. Mark 12:24.
在马可十二章二十四节。
We need to know what the Holy Spirit is saying to us.
我们需要。明白圣灵他怎么样告诉我们。
We need to have the power of the Holy Spirit to tune us to what we should be saying.
真的，我们需要靠着圣灵的能力啊，来清洁净我们的思想，打开我们的思想。
Jesus here is talking to the Pharisees again, and they're talking about heaven and how is there any marriage that's going to go on in heaven?
啊，这些的文士们，其实撒都该人他们正在问耶稣的话，说，那个将来天堂里头有没有婚姻这个关系？
And this is the Sadducees. I mean, they wanted to be married in the afterlife too.
然后撒都该人其实他们是希望，就是说将来有。
And so they were giving the example. If a Sadducee, I mean, if you know, if a man had 10 wives when he was living here on earth, which one's going to be his wife when he gets to heaven?
然后就是说，如果有十个太太的话，那将来在天堂当中哪一个是他的太太
？Do you realize that's very close to what the Muslim faith is？
啊，当然其实。跟穆斯林的信仰差不多。
That if you sacrifice your life here on earth, you will have a home in heaven.
啊，如果你在这世上的话，你舍己的话，你在天堂就要奖赏。
If you sacrifice and don't touch wine and drink and stuff like that here on earth, you will have plenty of wine in heaven.
啊，如果你在世上你不喝酒的话，你在天堂就可以醉酒。
This is vain and empty philosophies. This doesn't work.
啊，其实这个真的是世上的信仰哈，真的。
And Jesus says to them.You do err here. You've got you're mistaken here.
啊，那那耶稣这样的告诉他们哈，在二十四节，耶稣这么讲。
Says and Jesus answered and said to them, "Are you not therefore mistaken or in error, because you do not know the Scriptures?"
啊，耶稣这么跟他说，你们所以错了，岂不是因为不明白圣经
？And what you watch this next phrase.
然后下面一节说。
Nor the power of God.
不晓得神的大能吗？
We as believers must know the scriptures, not just in our head. We must know Jesus in our heart, so we can rightfully divide the word of truth.
Yeah, 我们说信徒的话，真的，我们明白圣经，不单单只是从我们的头脑上面明白，也需要从我们的心灵里头，我们一同来明白。
We have to know the power of God in order to present the power of God.
我们需要明白神的大能，以致我们可以把神的大能彰显出来。
If you go out in your workplace this week and you try to preach the word,
如果我们在我们工作场里，我们要来彰显，我们来宣扬神的话。
And you don't have the power of God,
我们真的，我们若我们缺乏了神的能力
，they will say you're religious.
然后他们会告诉我们，哦，你们只是有宗教性。
And rightfully so.
然后，
And rightfully so. That'll be an accurate statement.
那他们说的这样子说也是对的。
We don't want to be seen as religious.
真的，我们不需要被人看见，只是我们有宗教。
We want to be seen as real.
我们真的是需要让别人看见，就是这信仰在我们里头是真的。
You have to go with a relationship with somebody, not a knowledge of somebody.
我们真的是，我们是跟人要有关系，而不是我们只是知道它其中的一部分而已。
So when you go to work this week, you get part of God and grace.
好，当我们真的这个礼拜我们进到我们的环境当中的时候，我们需要把神把它表明出来，这是有恩典，然后有真理的神，而不是说先有真理才有恩典。
When you go to read your Bible, don't go without Jesus.
当我们读经的时候的话，我们离不开耶稣。
Say Jesus, come read with me.
然后我们要这样祷告说：“主啊，跟我们一同来读。”
Because He is the Word, not the pages on a book.
因为他是那个活的道，他不是说只是这成文的道。
He is a living Word. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
啊，然后他是一个活泼的道，是道路，是真理，是生命。
He didn't say I have a way. He didn't say I have a truth. He doesn't say I have a way of living.He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
他并没有说我有道路，我有真理，我有生命。他是说我就是道路，就是真理，就是生命。
Go with the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwelling on you as you minister into this world.
啊，那我们带着神的大能，哈，带着圣灵的同在，圣灵的浇灌，哈，来带领进到我们的职场当中，在我们的生活环境当中，为神来做见证。
I've sometimes cringed when I've heard somebody say, "I had a chance to witness this week."
啊，所以当很多时候，帕萨尔被听到说，哦，我这礼拜我有机会，就为神做见证的时候。
And I'm scared because I wonder what they witnessed.
其实他有一些的疑惑在他的心里头，就是说，哎，他们到底做了什么样的见证
？Did they witness religion, or did they witness and tell about Jesus?
我们真的是只是一个宗教性的。传讲，还是说我们真的把耶稣介绍出去了
？You can only witness what you've tasted.
我们只能够见证我们已经尝过的。
That's back in the rest of Colossians there. If you want to keep going.
啊，这个就是接下来哥罗西书啊，还继续要谈到的。
I hope and my prayer is that you would develop a language that presents a person and not a truth.
Yeah, 我们真的是每个人在我们生命当中，我们开始来学习、啊、我们真的是要把这位耶稣，要把它介绍成一位跟我们有关系的，而不是只是介绍一套的理论或者知识。
Because in presenting Jesus, as you present him as a person, you will automatically present truth.、
啊、其实当我们真的把耶稣介绍跟我们有关系的时候，其实这就是已经在介绍真理了。
Give the world Jesus.
哎，我们要把神的话把它介绍出去。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Yeah. So you really let's pray?
I can if you want.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Let's stand together.
好，那我们一同站立，我们一同祷告。
How many want to go out this week and walk in Jesus?
啊，我们有多少人这礼拜出去的话，我们要跟神同行的。Hallelujah.
Do you want to present Jesus to somebody?
我们愿意把耶稣介绍给其他人吗？
Or you just want to have an argument over truth?
还是我们只是想，哎呀，就是跟别人讲一两个真理的 statement， 还是怎么
？Let's pray.
啊，那我们先祷告。
Holy Spirit, thank you for your power moving in us.
圣灵，我们谢谢你，你的同在，你的大能显明在我们当中。
Thank you that without you moving in our lives, we cannot present the Lord of Truth.
主啊，真的是圣灵，我们谢谢你，真的离了你，我们真的不能够将主的同在、主的真实表明出来。
So Lord Jesus, deepen our relationship with you when we spend time praying together, talking together.
主啊，我们真的愿意你真的加深，真的是加强我们跟你的关系，就在我们跟你亲近的时候，跟你谈话的时候。
So that as we walk in this world, they will say, surely they have been with Jesus.
主啊，就在我们在这世上行走的时候，真的人都会说，哦，有主跟他们同行。
Allow us to walk in your power this week. Open doors of opportunity for us to share of your goodness.
主啊，在这个礼拜当中的话，真的给我们开启一个属天的这样一个机会，让我们有机会可以跟别人来介绍你。
Inspire upon our lips different words and non-religious words.
真的，这从我们口中所出来的话，不单单就是一些宗教性的话。
So that people will see you and not us.
让我们真的是讲到你的时候的话，别人可以看见你，而不是我们。
So we will become salt to this earth.
主啊，让我们成为这世上的盐。
And Lord, we know that salt creates thirst.
真的是这个盐的话，会让人觉得有干渴的需要。
And as they are thirsty, allow us to pour in your water.
真的是因着这样的一个干渴的话，可以有机会将你自己的活水可以浇灌在他们的心中。
Your living water, your living entity.
主啊，这是你的活水，这是从你来的这个活水的生命。
So that you would become their savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
让你可以真的成为他们的救主和他们的救赎。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 好，那我们坐下之前的话，我们跟主耶稣说，神这礼拜要使用你。OK. 好，我们谢谢 Pastor Lavi 哈，我们真的感谢，谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you.
好，那我们。